This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, for any of us who've driven around New York, Jersey, or back east, and even, you know, parts of the West, we have these tolls. In fact, when I was driving in Italy, there were tolls. And I get very, very confused as I'm driving up to, you know, the toll booth lanes if I've never driven up to that toll before. Right? And, you know, for example, let's say I am having a real good drive in a left lane. It's a good drive. Why would I change lanes? And it's going, and then all of a sudden, there's now 10 lanes. And I'm on my left. So I'm going to stay on my left. But when you look up, and you don't really have much time to react, it says easy pass. I'm like, well, I'm not very easy. I mean, maybe I used to be, but not anymore. Okay? Nobody's made a pass at me in a long time also. So that's not going to work. And then there's another easy pass, and there's cash, and then there's something else, like all cars or whatever. But the all cars are all the way on the right. So now you have very little time to try to navigate. And again, driving in New York is pretty tough. Okay, you do not want to sit there and try to do 10 lane changes at the toll booth area, right, just to make it to the right place. And I don't have an easy pass. Even if I rent a car, I guess you don't use the easy pass because they charge you more than you're supposed to, I guess. I don't know what it is. But everybody says don't use your easy pass on your rental car. So it's scary stuff. So I make my way over, and people are honking and they're yelling. You know how New Yorkers are, and it's okay, it's all right. I think I like to yell, you know, also. It stinks being the focus of the yelling. But I finally make it over there, and then they're like, $8.50 for what? So then I wake the kids up, and I'm like, guys, this is costing us $8.50 to drive across this bridge. You better wake the hell up and enjoy it. And then they can't see anything, so they're mad that I woke them up. And now they're up, so it makes my drive miserable. And it's just tough. But, you know, did you ever wonder what happens if you didn't pay your toll? Apparently, police have arrested a New Jersey man who is accused of evading nearly $88,000 in tolls and fees. Now, some of you will say, well, get this guy and, you know. But just stop for a second. Really? $88,000? Is that what the average person pays over X amount of years for tolls and fees beyond what taxes are in Jersey and New York? Okay, that, to me, is kind of high. I'm not saying he should skate on the tolls by any means, but when you stop and you listen to that number, you're like, damn, that's a lot of money for one person. Anyway, the Port Authority of New Jersey, New York officer pulled over 60-year-old Anthony Cotugno of Newark after he said he drove through an easy lane pass on the George Washington Bridge without paying a toll. Police say they did a records check and showed that he owes more than $40,700 in tolls at Port Authority crossings and an additional $47,000 in unpaid tolls and fees at the New Jersey Turnpike. So he is charged with theft of service, toll evasion. You know, there's tax evasion. It's called toll evasion and a traffic violation. This is being reported by the Associated Press and Washington Post. But, boy, that's a lot of money to live in those areas. You know, I was asking around, you know, what doctors make in New York. Because I'm assuming with all the tolls and the prices of housing and the prices of parking, just everything being so much more expensive. Food isn't more expensive. Food's still pretty much similar to any place else, unless you go fancy. And they seem to make the same amount of money as you would make in the West. In fact, Midwest seems to make more than everybody else because they're trying to attract more people to the Midwest. So I don't know how you guys do it. You know, 88,000, I don't know how many years this accrued, but $88,000 per person in tolls and fees, and my guess it easily goes higher than that. That's a lot of money. I guess you get this easy pass, you stick it on your car, and then you drive through. Well, yesterday I was driving home, and I really feel guilty about this, but I had to pee really, really bad. I had to go to the bathroom so, so bad. And the traffic was horrendous going home. I mean, it was, there's traffic. It takes about 45 minutes to get home. And compared to living in L.A., I should be grateful that it's only 45 minutes, but not good when you have to pee. And remember, you know, I'm in my 40s, so I don't have as much estrogen down there, and so I have more of a potential to leak, and I'm like, I can't laugh, I can't giggle, I can't cough, I can't sneeze. I'm like, I need to make it home. Well, the right exit lane was open, and I'm like, you know what, to heck with this, I'm going to get off the freeway, I'm just going to take side streets. And what ended up happening is there was an accident way up above that was causing this whole traffic. So I take the exit lane to get off on side streets, and then I see that the accident was right there near the exit lane, and I could just very easily get back on the freeway without any traffic. And all those cars I know watched me make this, and I really try to have a better moral compass than this, but I decided from the exit lane to go back onto the freeway. I was like, ah, you know what? It felt good being bad. I am such a bad girl. It felt so good. I was like, I am a bad, bad girl. Okay, now my husband's like, what'd you do? I go, I got back on the freeway and I didn't pretend to be in the exit lane. I wasn't pretending. I was really, really going to exit. I was exiting the freeway. And I was able to drive without sitting there in traffic for 2 hours. But then all of a sudden I saw that the accident was getting cleared up and they were moving the cones. And as they were moving the cones, I'm like, well, then I'll just hop on. Now, I don't have Dr. Dahlia all over my car. Okay? Because, you know, I want to be incognito. You know, just in case there's paparazzi watching. But I got to admit, you know, I do feel very, very guilty. And now I'm worried about the karma. What's going to happen to me in traffic now that I did that? So for all of you guys that were out there on the freeway, that waited and waited, and that didn't take the exit lane, I really, really thank you, and I appreciate it. And I apologize for being bad, but I just really had to pee. And I promise today when I drive home, I will just sit there in the left lane doing nothing, picking my nose, and not trying to cheat traffic. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, it looks like we lost a Marine yesterday, and not in war or combat, but Tyler Terrell of Reynoldsburg, Ohio, has been identified as the man who died off of the spinning ride called Fireball at the Ohio State Fair amusement park. And seven others have been injured. From what I understand, five are in critical condition, two stable. And from what we understand, even a 14-year-old has been a victim, still alive. They're withholding his name, obviously, for privacy. But most of the people affected were 36, 42 years old, 19, 22, 18, 19 years old. And the one who died, Tyler Jarrell, only 18 years old, had just joined the Marines last week. And he was at the Ohio State Fair, had just enlisted and rode the Fireball. Fortunately, was thrown into the air when part of the amusement ride snapped, and it came down with such a force that he was killed upon impact. You know, it's scary stuff. You know, it's rare for accidents like this to happen. But when they do happen, you just kind of scratch your head going, why are we going on these rides? I was at Six Flags last year. And I wanted to do it with my kids. I guess Six Flags took over Magic Mountain. For those of you guys that grew up in California like I did, well, I didn't so much grow up, but I was born there and, you know, I was there as a kid. There was this amusement park called Magic Mountain. And I guess Six Flags eventually took it over. And they really beefed up the rides. And some of these rides are sick. I mean, they are just, you know, whoever designed it had to have one, sick meaning awesome, but also sick meaning sick in the head, to have these rides where you are sitting there hanging upside down hundreds of feet in the air and just sitting, it's just scary stuff. I have never been more scared in my life. And it was just, and then there was one where you're sitting up there and it just crashes down. I don't know if that's the Tower of Terror or whatever it is, but I'm sitting up there, and because my boys wanted to go on it, I didn't want my boys to be alone. I know that sounds stupid, and I'm like, well then, I can't sit there and watch my kids be on an amusement ride, you know, and hurt themselves. I need to be there. And so I went on these rides with them. And I was scared to death, and I almost lost my urine, and I think my IUD slipped out, and I caught it on one of the loop-de-loops or whatever. But it was some frightening, frightening stuff. And, you know, my family makes it a rule to, we have no problem going to, like Disneyland theme parks or even Six Flags theme parks, but we don't like to go to these state fairs where some of these rides, you just don't know who are the management companies. I mean, you don't know who is on top of it, who is, you know, and we've been to some of these fairs, and not as big as a state fair, but we've been to some of these where, you know, you just see people sitting there, they don't really seem to be in uniform, they just kind of seem to be hanging out, holding themselves up on the ride, having a smoke, and I guess they're the ones in charge of safety. And you're like, you work here, really? Yeah, what? What do you need? Why? Is this right? Safe? Yeah. Safe. You know, and and from what we understand, that they were having some issues with their safety inspections because of weather issues. They say video captured by a bystander showed the ride swinging back and forth like a pendulum and spinning in the air when it crashes into something and part of the ride flies off. Riders were thrown to the ground. Republican Governor John Kasich said he was terribly saddened by the accident, by the loss of life, and that people were injured and joined Ohio's fair. He has ordered a full investigation and has also ordered that all fair rides be shut down until additional safety inspections could be completed. And I agree. Now, the fair did not immediately respond. He apparently, in a post on Twitter, they said there has been a report of a ride incident. We are investigating and will report information as available. Incident? Somebody died. So, you know, what are some of the most dangerous theme parks? Well, Fox News wrote in 2016 a list that we talked about. One on their list is Action Park, New Jersey. Apparently, Action Park opened one of its first wave pools back in 1978. But on opening day, 100 swimmers had to be rescued from the wave pool. And I don't know if they're still having issues. But many publications have called the theme park the most dangerous ever. Some of its nicknames are not Action Park, but Accident Park or Class Action Park. Oh, that's, man. Anyway, they say at least six people have died in separate incidents before the park was finally closed in 1996. It did reopen in 1998 under a different name. And they, I believe, took its old name back. One documentary reported 110 injuries in just 1 year, including 45 head injuries and 10 fractures. Ride Playland in New York had, accidents since 1938, according to the New York Times. In 1988, an 8-year-old girl choked to death on chewing gum after it became lodged in her throat while she was riding the Dragon roller coaster. You know, it's funny. I remember my parents would freak out about us chewing gum on a roller coaster. You know, who would have thunk? But you could choke on your gum, and people have gum in their mouth. They should do that. They should have a sign saying everybody throw out their gum. More recently, they say two deadly incidents took place in 2004 and 2005. A 7-year-old girl died. One was thrown from a ride. Oh, two 7-year-olds. One was thrown from a ride, and in the other incident, it was on a water ride. 2007, a supervisor died at the park. He was riding a ride without a seatbelt. What the hell? Now, number three on their list, according to Fox News, is Six Flags, multiple locations. They say Six Flags in New Jersey, Georgia, Kentucky have had to shut down many rides due to accidents over the years. They say eight people died at Six Flags Great Adventure Park in Jackson Township, New Jersey in 84 when a fire broke out. In 2008, a 17-year-old boy was decapitated by a ride in the park in Atlanta. He was trying to recover his lost hat. In Kentucky the previous year, as a ride ascended, a cable broke, hit several girls in the face and torso. One of them lost her feet. She didn't realize she lost her feet. I believe one of them was able to be attached successfully. I don't know about the other one. But that happened in Kentucky. In 1991, at a Six Flags, a man fell into a pond, and the two people tried to rescue him died after suffering electric shock. On the same day, a person fell from a ride and died after hitting the ground. Same day. 2 years ago, Banshee, the park's newest roller coaster, briefly stopped on a lift hill with riders. No one figured out why, but the staff said it did not malfunction. Now, Discovery Cove and SeaWorld made this list. They say SeaWorld parks, including Discovery Cove, have a lot of wild animals, which pose certain risks. They say one of the most horrible accidents to happen was a killer whale beached himself and a bull orca drowned her trainer. We talked about that. Other sorts of amusement park issues, the retro coaster crash. I'm trying to see what year that happened. There was obviously the boy Caleb who died, Caleb Schwab, last year when he fell to his death riding the Verrucket or the Verrucht, which was a water slide in Kansas City, billed as the tallest one in the world. You know, apparently the safety harness hadn't been working properly that day. They don't know how he died or why he went airborne, but he did, and he hit the netting, and then unfortunately he died. And you know, you hear these cases, and it's rare. Okay, mind you, roller coasters have been going on since the 20s. I mean, roller coasters have been around forever, maybe even before that. And so, you know, obviously they're safer than driving in a car, shall we say. But when you see these things and when you hear of these things, it's just mind-boggling. And, you know, kids, you know, they really love roller coasters. I mean, like mine, oh, my gosh. I mean, if I told them, no, it's dangerous, they're not going to listen. And as a parent, you freak. So my suggestion is if you guys are going on a family vacation, go to Disneyland. You know, but maybe not, you know, these big, nasty, spooky rides at some of these fairs that look like nobody's really kind of, you know, paying attention. Scary, scary stuff. Our prayers go out to the families. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about a few of these studies. Apparently, you know how we've been yelling at you about taking an antibiotic, how you need to finish your antibiotic? Well, now researchers are saying, maybe you don't have to. Then, this is interesting. Apparently, a Olympian kissed somebody and then tested positive for an, quote-unquote, illegal masking agent, getting a drug and failing a drug test due to kissing. Not too cool. Then we have a Virginia student who died of acute alcohol intoxication. This seems to be more and more prevalent. Maybe it's because the media is covering it more. But you can drink yourself to death very easily. Don't go away. We'll be right back on 877-DOC-DALI.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Tyler, tired. Time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberry's Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, this is going to drive you crazy. It is going to just drive you crazy. You have been yelled at for decades now to take your complete course of antibiotics. Don't just take an antibiotic for a day or two, feel better, and then quit the antibiotic, right? And you're told that if you do that, it's a no-no. And it's such a no-no that you are hurting the world. And you are giving rise to the superbug. And you're like, what? The superbug's not my fault. Yes, it is your fault. You need to take all your antibiotics. So all of us who have been hearing these superbug stories feel guilty, very secretly. I feel guilty. You know how many times I've had a bladder infection or something? I didn't take the full antibiotic. Right? Or a Z-Pak. I'm like, well, I want to save it. I want to save it for the next time I get sick. It's nice having it. I hate going to the doctor. I'm a doctor. I hate going to the doctor. Right? I have to undress. I have to pay a copay. Let me save my antibiotic. Or how many of you have done this trick? Can I get 14 days of the antibiotics just in case the 7 days don't work? And then you take the 7 days and you have a whole other 7 days left, right, for another time?
Yeah. All right, so we've done that. And then some of us stop, so we have 10 days left. So anyway, we do bad things.
And we felt guilty when I pray, you know, at night. I ask God for forgiveness, you know, for contributing to antibiotic resistance by not taking my full antibiotic course. And so, you know, we're all doomed to roll going to hell. Well, now we're being told by researchers, whoa, if you complete your full course of antibiotics, you may now be increasing the risk of resistance. We're like, what are we supposed to do? So apparently a group of United Kingdom researchers, I got to tell you, the British, they are gutsy. And you know what? When the British talk, we listen. Have you ever ignored somebody British? I haven't. Even if I don't understand their English, you know, because it's too proper for me, I still listen. And so a lot of people are, wait a second, the British are talking, hold on. All right, hold up, let's listen in. And in an analysis published in the medical journal, the British Medical Journal, again, you know, it's British, so everybody listens, like, well, what's going on here? They say that completing the course of antibiotics may instead increase the risk of resistance. They say the quote, complete the course advice given to patients taking antibiotics is fallacious. Stop the giggling. They said fallacious. So come on, people. And backed by little evidence. This is in their article. And they think that maybe what's happening is maybe there is antibiotic overuse. Now, other doctors urge caution. Going, wait a second here. They're British. Stop. I like the British. I got a bone to pick with the British because those roundabouts are driving me crazy. We got a roundabout right by my house. I mean, I thought the British invasion ended with the Beatles. Are you kidding me? We got to have now roundabouts. Nobody knows how to drive the roundabout. Somebody's always cheating. Nobody ever lets me in on the roundabout. I'm like, give me my four-way stop again. And I know it's not the average British's fault, but if you're British, I'm going to blame you. Other than that, you're cool. So anyway, all right. So doctors are urging caution. They say they are not ready to change standard advice around taking antibiotics. So this was, I guess, an opinion piece. Okay, so doctors write opinion pieces. You thought it was just, you know, New York Times or Washington Post or Krauthammer, you know, makes an opinion piece. Doctors voice their opinion. I mean, I voice my opinion because, you know, I have a radio show. But everybody goes, okay, good. Whew, that's the only doctor that's going to say something. No. There's other doctors out there that you know, and researchers, they want to say something. They have opinions. We all have opinions, right? So, but I got to tell you something. I kind of like where they're going with this. If an antibiotic did what it's supposed to, I mean, we talked about how superbugs happen really quickly here. You take an antibiotic, if you take it half-assed, that big assault of antibiotic on the bacteria that's there, or if there's a resistance in fungi or viruses, but let's just look at bacteria, you assault it with a blow, a nuke of antibiotics, but most bacteria die. So they can't make baby bacteria. But the bacteria that live wake up and go, wow, what was that? What just happened there? Bob, you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. Mary Jane, I'm good. It's all good. Her name's Mary Jane. And those bacteria can now make babies. And if they have something within their genetic makeup that outlives the nuke, then their progeny will be able to outlive the nuke. Hence, antibiotic resistance. Now, what if that first assault, that first blow with antibiotics, it didn't kill them, but you just need to go in for a second hit, a second assault. And the second assault kills them, so they can't make babies. Then you're not going to breed resistance because you knock them all out. Now, we can't tell if we knock it all out. We have no idea. But when you feel better, it's a good sign because all the bacteria that colonize and sit tight. So our goal with an antibiotic is to hit, 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 whether it's twice a day, three times a day, four times a day, however the antibiotic is designed. Most people like the once a day. And you hit it, and you hit it beyond, even if there's dead bacteria, just a few days over that to make sure nobody survived or nobody, you know, cracked out a baby bacteria before they died. So you kill the baby bacteria. Oh, it is. It's blood sport. Absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, when you go into medicine, guys, you don't go into medicine because you're a dork or a geek or you like writing prescriptions. You go into medicine because, you know, you love strategy. You love the military. You love video games. You love computers. Because I got to tell you, the human body and, you know, everything that it does, like I said, the brain, that's the most amazing computer in the world. Right? The speed at which the blood goes through your body, man, faster than a race car. Well, to me it is. Right? All this fighting with bacteria and, you know, the nuking the bacteria with antibiotics. You know, this is better than the movie Platoon. So it's fascinating stuff. All right, so, but one problem I had is, well, what if you killed everybody off in 5 days? Do you really need to do 10 days of antibiotics? You now continuing the assault, you could have some other bacteria kind of coming into play. They don't get hurt by it. Go, oh, okay, they make babies. And you brew some resistance. It's something to think about. It's something to be careful with. And I just don't like, I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but as an animal in the animal kingdom, and we humans are animals, I don't like taking pills. I can't stand putting anything to my body. You know, I can't stand it. I'll get a vaccine, and, you know, I'm for vaccines. But even when I get my flu shot, I still feel a little funny that I am putting something into my body. You know, I really, really like the idea of, you know, nature taking over and fighting infection. I like helping the body along and helping the body do what it does best. Now, vaccines do that. Vaccines prime an immune response. So that's good. Okay, that's okay. Which is why most vaccines are safe. But when it comes to antibiotics, you just kind of wonder, you know, does antibiotics need to be the whole nuclear weapon, or could they be boots on the ground and allowing, you know, your own military, your own Air Force and Navy and Marines and Army or whatever to knock the bacteria out, and they just add a little bit of help with the antibiotic artillery? I apologize for all the analogies, but I feel like I'm on a roll with that. So here's the thing. Tim Petzold, professor of medicine at Oxford, or University of Oxford, said we are not at all saying that patients should stop when they feel like it or patients should ignore their advice. But it's something to think about. 1-877-DOCTOR, we'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Speaks speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALIA. So, this is kind of interesting. Fox News reports that kissing almost got an Olympian a doping violation. In March, Gil Roberts, who will compete for the U.S. in the 400 meters at the World Champions in Championships in August, tested positive for an illegal diuretic and masking agent during an out-of-competition test by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency. On Thursday, officials announced he will not receive a violation because, as it turns out, The low level of probenecid in his system likely came from kissing his girlfriend. Wow. According to a decision released by USADA, Roberts, who is 20 years old, who's a member of the 4x400-meter relay team that won gold in Rio last year, has never tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs. But he kissed his girlfriend, quote, frequently and passionately after her return from a trip to India. While visiting India, she came down with a sinus infection and received a medication from a local chemist. She continued to take the medication upon her return to the U.S., including on the day that Roberts was tested at his home. She couldn't swallow pills, so she emptied the substance from a capsule into her mouth. I gotta tell ya, it sounds plausible, but boy, there's a lot of, steps to this. I believe them. She got a medication. She got a medication from India, but she didn't swallow the pill. She would open it up and drip it into her mouth, and then they kissed, and then he got it. So that's kind of interesting. Anyway. So they say Roberts had dated his girlfriend for 2 years, and Shirley had kissed her before without being charged with a doping violation, the arbitrator wrote. Thus, for Roberts, it must have been like lightning out of the clear blue sky for him to learn that by kissing his girlfriend this time, he was exposing himself to a prohibited substance. He has met his burden of proof. Now, good, but I guess probenecid is on the banned substance list because it could stop the detection of other performance-enhancing drugs like steroids. And this was a very unusual case. Last month, Asia Wilson was cleared of wrongdoing after it was concluded that an illegal substance in her test was the result of consuming meat tainted with Zarinol. Zarinol is a growth hormone legally used in U.S. beef cattle. Wilson was headed to the World Championships next month in London to compete in the 800 meters. So right now, he's not at fault for Robert. Robert's not at fault. He'll not receive any suspension or disqualification of results. But crazy stuff. Now, you and I, every now and then we have to take a drug test, and you're like, oh my gosh, the last thing I want is to accidentally be accused of doing something, because it is so much harder to prove your innocence. You're always guilty until proven innocent when it comes to a drug test. Well, ActiveBeat.com has a report here on 6 accidental ways to fail a drug test. And as many of you guessed, and Medical Daily also has reported, common cold remedies could trigger a false positive because some of them have pseudoephedrine. Well, pseudoephedrine, as we all know, as we saw with Breaking Bad, is a synthetic amphetamine. And people use that to make meth. So if you've been on cold medication, all right, you have something that has pseudoephedrine, that could trigger your stimulant test on a drug screen. So phenylephrine may be a little better to use. And many substances now for coughs and colds has phenylephrine. Because basically how those medicines work is they constrict the blood vessels so you don't make as much sinus congestion. Now, tonic water. Many of us have gin and tonic. They say tonic water can trigger a false positive. Basically, the original purpose of tonic water was to deliver quinine. This was a drug that battled malaria. And, people will use tonic water for their leg cramps. But an abstract posted in the U.S. National Library of Medicine says the presence of quinine in urine may be evidence of illicit drug use. And people that have tonic, gin tonic, or vodka tonic, or just they may just put tonic, and quinine is, something that would trigger that positive drug test. They say certain vitamin supplements you need to be careful. They say vitamin B2 or riboflavin is sometimes produced using hemp seed oil. And so the active ingredient of marijuana, THC, could sometimes be detected in small amounts from the B supplements. No wonder why everybody likes their B supplements. So I'm not saying if you take a B supplement or a B complex, you'll show up positive for marijuana, but it could, according to this article, there could be that risk. Of course, diet pills. Diet pills with the phenylpropanolamine, again, an amphetamine. And so if you take diet pills, that can unfortunately look like you are on methamphetamine. Many over-the-counter weight loss supplements may have something that looks amphetamine in nature. So that could trigger that. You need to be careful. Of course, poppy seeds. Poppy seeds, I believe, a Seinfeld episode made that popular. But poppies are used to make narcotics. And poppy seed bagels shouldn't be enough. We don't know how many poppy seeds it takes, according to Livestrong. But the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, which regulates drug screening for athletes, says poppies are harvested for opium that contains morphine and codeine, and that sometimes the opium extract can contaminate the poppy seeds. So processing is supposed to remove most of the opium from the seeds, but there still could be a significant level of codeine and morphine that show up in your urine up to 48 hours after eating a poppy seed bagel. So no poppy seed bagels if you're doing a drug screen and they're looking for narcotics. Not all drug screens look for the same things. Some drug screens are more specific. Some of them look at four things or six things, and some can look at a whole battery of things. And then, of course, prescription medications. Right? Some medications like antidepressants or ibuprofen could cause you to fail screening. Either it mixes with the test. Sometimes it could trigger false positives with methadone, opioids, phenocycline, barbiturates, cannabinoids, benzodiazepines. So they say go to the National Center for Biotechnology Information website and take a look at which prescriptions could confuse results. And, you know, these happen. You know, we talked about how, you know, sometimes certain tests will trigger, like if you're pregnant, your syphilis test may be positive. It just may trigger the test. You know, remember, these tests are man-made. And so, you know, there's only so much we could do. We can't make these 100%. And so, you know, when these tests go, oh, yeah, it'll show positive with this, show positive with that, yeah. But there could be other things that could trigger the test as well. So good for Roberts. He's a great runner. I hope Gil, you know, makes it far, you know, especially with this the next season. But, wow, you know, kissing somebody who, you know, kind of poured the medicine into their mouth instead of taking it, it's crazy stuff, but I guess it happens. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Watch your kids, guys. And for those of you that like to drink and drink and drink, you can die from drinking too much alcohol. And Harrison Carter Cole, 18 years old, was found dead in his dorm room at Hampton Sydney College in Virginia. This happened in March, and the medical examiner this week revealed that he died as a result of accidental acute alcohol intoxication. So he's a member of the swim team. He planned to attend medical school after graduation. And we don't know about the circumstances leading to this. You know, was it a party? He was a part of Alpha Chi Sigma fraternity, but it's more of a professional fraternity. But I'm sure, you know, fraternities are fraternities. They party and stuff. And the chapter at the school was actually suspended in July 15th. But the suspension hasn't been revealed if it was because of Cole's death or not. According to fraternity CEO Jonathan Wenzel, we suspended the chapter to conduct an investigation. I actually cannot comment on anything that is pending. So, alcohol, guys, just a little bit, please. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.